The following is a couple voicemails from Jammy, who sent these to Adam Curry for his show, The Daily Source Code, soon after I released the PLA Radio, where Adam unknowingly hosted the show for me. We just wanted to make sure that Adam heard the PLA Radio episode and see if he had any commentary on it, which he didn't. But here's the voicemails.
Hey, if any of you who are listening live in Los Angeles, I don't know if you listen to KLA, but I got a very interesting voicemail regarding that, and I don't quite understand it.
Hi, Adam. So was that really you on PLA Radio? I heard you, but I wasn't sure if you were live or whatnot, and you didn't say anything about it, so I was just calling and curious. But you sounded wonderful, and keep up the good work. Bye.
I don't know if she said KLA or if she said PLA, but did anyone hear me on the radio in Los Angeles? It makes no sense to me.
And then here's the voicemail from the show the next day.
So someone called, a listener called the other day about... I thought it was I was on KLA radio in Los Angeles, but it turned out to be a podcast, which is actually pretty funny, and she called back. Listen to this.
Hold on. Hi, Adam. I have to talk real low because I'm at work, but I wanted to say that I heard my voicemail on Friday and wanted to clear up. It was actually PLA radio. It's a podcast, and I think I figured out that I think the guy just used sound clips of your voice, but it was pretty funny, though, so I just wanted to clear that up, but you're doing great. Talk to you later. Bye.
Now, what I liked about this phone call, here's what I liked about it. I mean, not so much what she was saying, but she was...
She's at work.
She's at work. She's doing it, you know, secretly. And it sounded really...
On the table.
Yeah.
Or on their desk.
Yeah, so what I want is I want people to call up. Yeah, I want people to call up more. But you have to be, you have to speak clearly, and you have to have a good phone connection.
Well,
but
it's clear.
Listen. I can't talk right. It's really sexy. Listen to it.
Hi, Adam. I have to talk real low because I'm at work, but I wanted to say that I heard
And tell me what you're doing at work.
Yeah.
And then call me.
Yeah.
So I can play it on the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Think they'll do it?
Of course.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Secret stuff. Okay.
I can see her sitting under her desk.
Exactly. Didn't you get a visual?
Put her hat in her bag or something, her handbag.
I'm inside the Gucci.
I'm in my handbag.
A week later, I sent Adam a promo for PLA Radio, which he plays promos on a show quite often, but... Not too surprisingly, he didn't play the PLA Radio promo. Here's a few voicemails that didn't make it into the regular PLA Radio.
Hi, this is Brad from the RIAA. I just want to let you know that the joke's on you, buddy, because I got your phone number and your web address.
This is IP Relay Operator 9450 with a message. I just called to say cactus. Oh, by the way, if you don't put this in your next podcast, I'm going to leave a bag of flaming poo on your doorstep. PCU is 1337. Bye, cactus. Bye, cactus. End of message. Thank you, IP Relay Operator 9450. Goodbye.
Hey, man. My name is Aaron Malden. I listen to your podcast, and it's really funny. The reason I'm calling is because I do a podcast in California. About theater, and I was just reading your page about recording phone calls, and I got an inline recorder that I'm plugging into a little Radio Shack voice recorder to record the phone calls, and I saw on there that you recommended the inline recorder is, you know, that's what you like to use. And I was just wondering if you had any recommendations on what you do as far as the recording, because I noticed I've been trying to record a few phone calls just to see how it sounds. I want to do phone interviews with, like, theater people about production, so I don't have to always go to the shows to do that. Anyway, but it's, you know, when you're talking on the phone and someone in the same household picks it up and it's a lot louder than the person that you're... It kind of seems like, you know, on the recording, my end that I'm calling from is a lot louder because it's connected right into the phone, where the other one's transferred over the phone line. So I was just wondering if you had any advice on recording like that, how you've dealt with it, because the audio quality on your calls or your podcast is really, really good. So I was just wondering about that. If you could, try and give me a call if you get a chance. My name is Aaron. I'm at area code 661. That's my office number at my business. If you could give me some advice on that, I would greatly appreciate it as a fellow podcaster. And really great job on the podcast. The other night I couldn't sleep, and I listened to 4 or 5 of the podcasts in bed. When my wife was asleep, and I kept waking her up because I was laughing so loud that I couldn't stop bursting out laughing and shaking the whole bed and everything. So compliments to you. It's all really hilarious stuff, and I really hope you continue doing the podcast. They're all really funny. My favorites were, I think there's the brand new one that just came out in the last week or two. I haven't listened to my favorite ones of all the rest were the one where the second to most recent one where you say Adam Curry is your co-host, and for the first 5 or 10 minutes, like I've heard Adam Curry on other podcasts and like interviewed on like Geek Brief TV or something podcast. And I actually thought it was him, and like halfway through the podcast, I realized, oh yeah, you're doing that phone bank, or the bank where you have all this audio recorded, and that was hilarious. And then the other one was the deaf relay. Oh god, that was funny. I couldn't stop laughing. Like the deaf relay operator is like greeting Cheetos, Chester Cheetah. It was hilarious. So anyway, sorry for the long voicemail. Please give me a call if you can help. Bye.
Hey, Aaron, that voicemail was huge. I don't really want to call you, no offense. It would have been best to email me on this issue. But best I can suggest, really, is to go to my website and read the article on recording phone calls. It's at www.phonelosers.org/article, and it's one of the first couple articles on there. Also, I would suggest getting Vonage instead of your local phone company, because Vonage kicks ass. You also might try Skype, because Skype sounds pretty good, and it's free. And finally, you might try buying a mixer and having your voice input into the microphone part of the mixer and their voice coming from the telephone. That way you can have separate volumes. That's what I've done on a few of my phone calls. Good luck.
Hi, this is Maureen from the Cox, but I mean Blockbuster Video Store in Ventura, California. I'm trying to get a hold of RBCT. He has 17 movies, Playboy Mansion Centerfold 1 through 17. And we need those back by tomorrow. You have $17,427 in fines. You need to pay those immediately.
Whoever you are, do something different when you make phone calls, because that sounded horrible.
Sitting in my bedroom, my mom's house, with my 52-inch widescreen TV and my mini fridge with Ice House, and I've only had one, and that's enough. I honestly am just amazed. I've been doing this shit for years with my video camera hooked up to my phone on the other phone in the house, but I've never seen a podcast. I didn't even know what a podcast was, but then I heard iTunes on the podcast. I figured it was some bullshit that Apple made up. It's pretty cool, I'll give you that. I'm watching all the podcasts from the website. It's like somehow through Google Videos I got to the drive-through shit, and then I'm like trying to get all my friends to do that now, but they're all being pussies, and I'm not really sure how to take, you know, what steps. But I'm pretty sure that MySpace and LiveJournal are going to have a lot to do with it, which coincidentally are the root of all evil. So keep it real.
This is the AT&T Internet Relay Service, CA1480, with a message for this number. The caller type, hi, I love you, show you Elite Hack Score. You show me Internet Relay, and I want you badly. Please send me a message at hackstore_elite@hotmail.com. Is this still on? End of message.
Hello?
Hello?
What? Cheese sandwich.
That one sucks. You hung up.
Damn it. Dude, we were just off just by a little bit.
I know.
God damn you, RBCB.
That's it for the voicemails. I hope you've enjoyed this extra edition of PLA Radio 9. Before we go, I'm going to play one more thing, which is a audio segment from a game show called Beat the Geeks, which I was on at the Rubicon Hacker Convention, which I referenced in the Wendy's story. You'll get to hear me stump the geeks with a question about Wendy's, and then you'll hear me beat the geek with a question on credit cards. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Beat the Geeks. It's a little game show We kind of stole some of the ideas from Comedy Central's game, but it's a little bit different. What we're going to do is we're going to take volunteers from the crowd. You'll have a chance to ask your question to one of our four geeks. The trick is, though, they're going to shoot a question back to you. In doing so, if you get it right, you get a prize. We have fabulous prizes up here. So, without further ado, I will introduce the geeks. In the first chair here, we have G33K. In chair number two, we have the Black Hat Geek. In chair number three, we have Telco Geek. And in chair number four, we have INET Protocol Geek.
They all know way the fuck more than I do.
What we'll do first is we'll take a volunteer from the audience to shoot a question at one of our resident geeks and try to beat them.
Is there any format here? Just ask a question.
You get it right.
Yeah, just step on up. Don't forget to pick your geek that you're going to pick on.
Leather jacket geek. What's the transmit frequency and PL tone for Wendy's next door?
For what?
Wendy's next door, the fast food place.
That's a trick question. They're on a closed circuit system.
No, they have a transmit frequency and PL tone. Right here.
Well, yeah, for the PL.
This room wants to know what the PL tone is.
You just want to know the PL, or do you want the frequency too?
Both would be good.
Is the PL 100?
It's in the 100 range, yeah.
123?
No.
114.8?
No.
Can we adjourn for 10 minutes while he runs next door and finds out?
Sure, let's take a break.
All right, well, you at least get to ask one of your questions now.
Okay.
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
The transmit frequency is 154.5150. PL tone's 162.2.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And they've shut down the drive through for the remainder of the day. We have the sound clips to prove it.
Okay. My question.
No, dude, cause,
like, it's different. All right. Respectively, for Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover, what is the first digit of the account number for each brand?
Visa's 4, MasterCard's 5. What was the other two?
American Express and Discover.
Discover 6.
And Amex is?
3.
Oh, you get two prizes. Ooh!
Nice.
Let's see what fabulous prizes we have here.
Dude, wait, yo, give him one of mine. Like, give him the PCMCA one.